Matt's on the line to us now from Matt Porter Web Design, and he's our resident gadget guru. Hello, Matt. Good morning.
Good morning.
We spend a fortune, don't we, on stuff?
We do. There are plenty of gadgets out there that appeal to people, and they buy them. They use them a couple of times. I think we've already gone over this, but they use them a couple of times, and then they get put in a cupboard, and they get sort of conveniently forgotten about. Myself, we have a rice cooker, and it was actually given to me to test out, to review. And it works really, really well, because you put in exact amounts of rice, exact amounts of water, and all of those kind of things. Everything's measured exactly, and you get a really good result. But it might well be very, very popular in Asian countries, in China and places like that, where their staple diet is rice. But for us, you know, it may not be quite so used quite so much. So that's one thing that we've had. But there are many others, aren't there? There are things like Soda Streams and waffle irons and toasters with interesting add-ons. So you can toast tea cakes and all of those sort of strange things that you can do with these sort of elaborate toasters. Egg poachers, vegetable spaghetti spiralizers. I think we spoke about this.
Oh, yes. I think that was one of your gadgets of the week. Yes.
milk frothers, pasta makers, salad spinners. You know, again, a lot of these things are really useful things to have, but many of us don't have kitchens big enough to have them on hand all the time, so they do end up in cupboards. And, you know, we've got stuff, you know, on top of cupboards and everywhere there where we haven't used them very much. So I think it's probably sales techniques. I think, again, that's been discussed as well, but, you know, things like the George Foreman grill, you know, people are seeing that, and they want to be like that, don't they? They want to, I can't think of the word, but they want to be like George Foreman, you know, healthy and fit, and you buy those things, and then you spend 25 minutes cleaning them afterwards a lot of the time, and then it becomes a faff.
The thing is, it's all in the presentation, isn't it? You know, when you look at these shopping channels, for instance, you know, they seduced me into buying a steam cleaner. And what we have, Matt, is Elsie, who works on the show, used to work at one of the shopping channels, and she's in the Mark Murphy at Breakfast hub next door right now. It's your fault that the kitchen cupboards, Elsie, of Great Britain are full of stuff that we don't actually need.
Well, I don't think it's my personal fault.
Well, we're holding you responsible for this.
I mean, there is an art to it. And Matt and I had a quick chat before he came to air. And there is an art to making people feel that they don't want a product, but they need it.
I wanted and needed a steam cleaner.
It's a need. Yeah. It's a definite need.
And there was a golf club I bought once as well. It cost me £50. It was going to do all sorts of things for my golf.
What was it called?
I'm not going to say its name. It was long and heavy and didn't really work.
No, but was it the name of some sort of little animal?
No,
it wasn't the one we sold.
No. I'm intrigued now. What were you selling? Anyway, so there is a technique. So you try and make us feel that we need these things.
Absolutely. You're appealing to, you look at your product and you appeal to a certain audience.
Yeah, me.
Gullible.
Yeah.
Late at night.
Yeah.
Afternoon
when I'm weak.
There is a definite technique to making somebody feel they've got to have something.
All right then. Thank you very much. It's all her fault.
We used to look after one of the shopping channels years ago. In fact, it was before there were shopping channels, when they used to send out booklets in my previous job. And I was standing outside one day having a cigarette when I used to smoke, and there was a lady standing next to me, and I was talking to her, and I said, "Can I ask you a question? Who picks this rubbish?" And she said, "Me."